And if you've got your little service, you can see there's a scripture reading there from Matthew's gospel. So I'm going to read that to us. Now, that doesn't take away from my time, though. That's scripture reading. Okay, let's make that distinction. Do not push the stopwatch until I say begin. All right, here we go. So this is Matthew's account. After Jesus was born, this is what happens. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' When the wise men saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed their own country by another way. Now when the wise men departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there till I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.' Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under." All right, now you can start the stopwatch. So just want to mention a couple things. I want to talk just for a second about some magi mysteries. Now in our text, they're called wise men, but I couldn't figure out a word to go with wise. And I like the word magi. That's how it is, I think, in the old King James Bible. But actually, we don't know exactly what they were. They're wise men. They might be guys that study the stars. And so I want to talk about the magi mysteries. That is, the things we don't know. And I already mentioned the first one. What do they do? What do they do? We don't. All we know about them is right here in this text. Where are they from? Tuscaloosa, Alabama? I don't think so. They're from the east. It could be Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, but it could be further east. We don't know. How many were there? That's a trick question. I know, but it is. I'm warning you. We usually think three, right? We've got a greatest hits Christmas CD, We Three Kings, which is supposed to be the wise men. Doesn't mention it in the text, does it? It's not there. Could be three. Could be 300. We have no idea. Three gifts are given. Does that mean three guys carried three gifts? Could be. I don't know. The text doesn't say. And what about this star? Where in the world did that thing come from? And how in the world can these guys figure out that this star is pointing to where Jesus was born? You notice all the things that the text references, but we don't know. You think, well, why in the world would the preacher want to highlight the stuff we don't know? Well, the preacher wants to be honest. The Bible doesn't tell us everything we want to know. I want to know if I'm going to win the lottery tomorrow. Probably not. I didn't play this week. There's plenty of things the Bible doesn't tell us. That's okay. What it does tell us is about our Savior and how to be right with God through faith in Christ. It tells us the most important things. But all the little neat things we want to know doesn't necessarily tell us. Now, there's one more Magi mystery. I saved the best for last, but actually, it's not a mystery. It's a misunderstanding. Now, if you got your little nativity scene at home, please don't think I'm trying to wreck your nativity scene. Okay? I'm not trying to. I might help you rearrange it a little. I'll tell you how to do that in a minute. When, trick question again, when did the Magi arrive? Were they there on Christmas Day when Jesus was born? Will you say that really loud? Go ahead, do it. Were they there? You said it. You didn't say it loud like me, but you said no. You've been teaching these children. You've been trying. Yeah. How many times have we heard or seen in Christmas shows that the Magi are hanging out with the animals with Jesus on Christmas Day? But look at what the text says. Now, after Jesus was born, and when the wise men show up in Jerusalem trying to get the GPS coordinates to Jesus' house, they say, "Where is he who has been born?" It's already taken place. I threw that one in for free. You handled it really well. All right, now let's think about promises. Let's think real briefly about promises. Here it is. The prophet Micah tells us 700 years before Jesus is born, where he'll be born. In Bethlehem. And how did he make that happen? Mary and Joseph, they were not from Bethlehem. You look at their birth certificate. It ain't on there. They're from Nazareth. How did they end up in Bethlehem? Well, believe it or not, it was taxes. When you're going to collect taxes, you want everybody to go to their hometown. And that's because Joseph was related to David, King David. And David's hometown is Bethlehem. That's where he had to go. So God used, of all things, a pagan king to help him work out that Jesus, our Savior, would be born in the right place at the right time. And we're told that 700 years before it happens. I don't care what you read on Twitter or Facebook, that, whatever, Snapchatty or whatever. Yeah, my young children, they send me stuff on those. You can't find anything like this in social media. None of it will stand the test of time like the scriptures. Why does God go through all the trouble to not only tell us that Jesus will be born of a virgin, but when he's born, he's not just fully man, but fully God. And then where he will be born, and then even greater detail about how he'll die on the cross. Is he not showing that the great Savior God is the sovereign ruler of the world? And we should take comfort in that. Now, we all look nice and happy and wonderful. We're wearing our red and our Christmas colors. Okay, Lee, you're sporting the pink thing. That's cool. That's cool. I can't pull off the pink. But I do have my little, what are these guys, penguins? They're skiing, I think. All right, I got 3 minutes. You watch me now, okay? 3 minutes. Maybe four. I lost track. Here is a great comfort. Even though we all look pretty, we all look nice, some of y'all, your life could be a mess. Your life could be a mess. I don't know. I see you once in a while, you know, dropping the kids off and church members. I see y'all occasionally, don't I? Every now and then. Go ahead and say yes, of course. This God that rules the world sent His Son, as one other writer says, in the fullness of time, which is just a fancy way of saying at just the right time. God knew when to send Him. And God still rules the world, even though your own life may seem like a mess. You can trust Him. Now finally, you noticed what the wise men, the Magi, did. They worshiped Jesus. I don't think that necessarily means they worshiped Jesus like we would. They didn't necessarily know all that we knew. They may have heard some prophecy from Daniel when Daniel lived in Babylon back around the 600s. But they didn't know all that we know about Jesus. But even though they knew so little, they still worshiped Him. And then there's Herod. Is it fair to say he rejected Jesus? Have you ever heard of such an insecure king? I should have told you a little background about good old Herod. He had already killed his siblings, I think a couple wives. You know, if you were hanging out with Herod, it just wasn't a very smart thing to do. The best thing to do if Herod was your relative was to run, because the guy was always worried that somebody wanted to take his throne. And he just eliminated him. Well, he's heard now that the Savior of the world, the Messiah, has been born. And he tries to take him out. Of course, God saves him and sends him to Egypt. But probably some 20, 30 babies, we don't know, Bethlehem was not a big town, lose their lives because of this wicked king. You see the sobering contrast? You got these men that worship Jesus, and you got this evil king that rejects Him. And really, it comes down to that, doesn't it? Will we worship Him and serve Him and follow Him, or will we reject Him?